Blog Talk Radio.
Something that is not God-like, you're going to have to pay consequences. A consequence, you're going to be wondering about it and dealing with it and thinking about it. So don't do it. If you have to think about it, just walk away. Because you thought about it, you should not be thinking about it. You should not be doing it. My board on my computer says that I am in 2 Kings chapter. You sheep know that I have struggled through that. I have gone through that. We are in 2 Kings chapter 20. I will start reading there today and reading as much of it as I can. In the meanwhile, I want you to start looking for it so that you can start reading along with me. Now, also, sheep, I'm going to say that we have no more festival days for our Father in heaven this year. Now, the man-made holidays are coming up. You know, trick-or-treat and all that. You don't deal with the devil. The devil, that's Satan's day, and you have no part of Satan. You are going with our fathers. I intend to go with our Father, so I'm telling you, sheep, to not get involved with trick-or-treating. You're not supposed to. Excuse me, sheep, I have to build. I started belching already before I have started this lesson for today. If it's not one thing, always something else. A distraction. Satan loves me. He just won't leave me alone. He won't leave me alone. and I am asking to leave me alone. Now, remember, we have no more feast days until March of next year. I think it's Passover, March the 21st or 27th. Let me look it up right quick. Next year. It's March the 27th. That's when we're going to have the Passover next year. So we have done all the holidays for our Father in heaven. And what is left is man-made. The devil holidays is what I call them, because our Father did not tell us to observe those days. And sheep, don't you observe those days neither. You know, we have Halloween coming up. You don't participate in that. Many of you who don't know and just want to, you are going to, and you should not. I'm telling you, do not participate in Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Those are man-made days. God did not make those days. Don't you celebrate those days. I ask that our Father gives us all good health and prosperity as well as peace. Now, let me go to, I'm going to find out where my grandfather used to, he would say this Psalms 1 all the time. Let me find that. When I'm in a pitch, that's what I will read to you, sheep. And I want you all to participate in. You know, sometimes you just walk away from whatever is bad or not according to the Lord. The Lord will not do it. You don't do it. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. You think about it day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season. His leaf shall also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you Psalms 1, that's spelled P-S-A-L-M, chapter 1, telling you what our Father will not do, and you shall not do it neither. You are of our Father in heaven. You're not supposed to do what man has made. He tells you, I'm finding out everything just about is a lie or twisted. Our Father, some of the things that even in this Bible are twisted and it's not correct. So try to discern. That means to figure out and understand what our, hopefully I will read the Ten Commandments to you. If not today, then soon. I read the Ten Commandments sometime because our Father says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, all of where you find the Ten Commandments, it's, there are more than Ten Commandments. Let me explain, tell you all who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and rest. I tell you the Ten Commandments can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Now, Deuteronomy and Exodus are located in the Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. I sometimes read out of the New King James Version, because of the writing in that, it's easier for me to understand. But I like the old King James Version of the Bible, too. And that's what I'm going to read from today. I ask that you should have your pen, pencil, and paper ready and handy, just in case I may say something and you might want to write it down. To look it up to see if I have said something wrong to you all. I want you all to know what it is that I am talking about. Excuse me, sheep. I also ask that you have your notebooks and notepads and all the technological things that young folks have, and I will try to do better. I don't know when I'll start trying to do better, to learn how to do learn these different technological devices, because I should know those, how to do those things, and to be able to look those things up. One more thing for now, that I want you to know, that Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, like right now, until Saturday evening, until tomorrow evening. And that's how long. You're not supposed to buy or cook anything. On Fridays, I try to cook up my little spaghetti or whatever I am going to try to eat for tomorrow, because tomorrow I will be hungry, and I do eat during the Sabbath day, during the when I get hungry around 12 to 1 o'clock. Tomorrow I will eat something. Also, I plan to pop me some popcorn after I get off talking from talking with you, sheep. Now, let's read in 2 Kings chapter 20. Let us try to find something out and read as much of the Bible as we possibly can, because I have 30 minutes left. Let's read until we have read as much as of this as we can. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he turned his face unto the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech, you know, I totally beseech, means to beg or ask me, O Lord, remember now how I walked before thee, and that I walk before you in truth and with the perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight, which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. So he cried because it's time for him to die. Guess he didn't want to go. I know I don't want to go. I know I tried my best to live. And Satan tries to knock me out. He tried a little bit today. But I said, no. I told the Lord, you're trying to make me faint or something like that. And I was not having it. And I'm not having it. I have not had it, period. Although it's something that comes on me, wants to attack me. And I always tell, most of the time, I tell my sister to take the Lord along with you. When they leave to go to work or whenever they leave the house, I also would say, take the Lord along with you. My grandmother used to say that to me, and I have picked up what my grandmother used to say to strangers or anyone in the household that was going someplace. She said, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. And so I want you sheep to start doing that too. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Verse 4, and it came to pass afore. Afore means before Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, for the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy voice, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee in the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and thou city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake, for the day, for my servant David's sake. And I was thinking back in 1 Kings, I read these guys were thinking, what do we have to do with David or Jesse? So remember, we have to remember some of these things. And that's why I'm remembering that some of the people did not want to do what King David had said, his sons, and they didn't want to remember. They were saying, what do we have to do with Jesse? Or what do we have to do with King David? We have no part of King David or Jesse. So that was somewhere, I think it was in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16, somewhere around there. You can search that out for yourself and read it for yourself. Let me read verse 6 again, over for you sheep to hear. I will add unto thy days 15 years. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria. And I will defend the city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs and then and laid it on the ball, and he recovered. So I don't have that type of illness, but if I get a ball, I should remember, get a lump of fig and rub it on that ball if I have one. But at this point, I don't have one. I have had boils before, but never have I took a lump of figs and put it on the ball. Verse 8, and Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, the sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the things that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go upward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? Then Hezekiah answered, it is a light from, it's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, nay, but let the shadow return backwards 10 degrees. And Isaiah, the prophet, cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which it gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, brought the by, let me spell this word out. I cannot pronounce it. I can try. B, it's spelled B E R O D A C H, the son of Baal again. B A L A D A N, the king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precise thing, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointments and all the house of armor and all that was found in the treasures. There was nothing in this house nor in thine domination that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah and said unto him, these men from him, from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen of thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the words of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all the things in thy house and that which thy father hath laid up in store unto this day shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left, said the Lord. So he should not show everything in your house. Someone you think may be your friend, because they would maybe will come back at a later time and take everything in your house. Verse 18. And of thy son I shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Eunuchs mean that the male private parts have been taken away, will be taken away from them. Then Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, God, good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all of his might, and how he had made a pool and a conduit and brought water unto the city, and they were, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? See, I had forgotten about that. I had read this story to you sheep before. Years ago, I would just go through and pick out different stories and read it to you sheep. But this time, I have started from the beginning of the book up until this right here. Verse 21, and Hezekiah slept in his father, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. That's the end reading of chapter 20. So I hope you see, understood that. Now, I have 15 minutes left. Let us go into chapter 21 and try to read as much as that as we possibly can. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. Reign means to rule, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. See, nowadays, in the United States, older men are trying to rule. We have them running for president, and I have picked Biden Harris to win. I have already voted. They are the ones that I want to win, and I hope my Father in heaven will let him and her win, because I dislike the other person, although somehow he has gotten my email address and sends me emails daily. Hopefully that will stop after he hears that I don't want him to send me emails. I never gave him my email address. I don't know what trickery he has used to get me to give out my email address to him. To him personally, I never gave him my email address nor my home address. So I hope he does not send me no more mail, period, email or through the mail carrier. Now, let's read chapter 21, 2 Kings. So I start reading. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. So he began to reign when he was at 12 years old. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. Let me spell it for you, sheep. H-E-P-H-Z-I-B. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Excuse me, sheep. And when I think of it, people being cast out, I'm thinking of all the fires out in California. He's casting those people out. You see, if you did not know that long time ago in California, you know, all the exclusive places in California, us black people own those. Then somehow they got kicked out. That's a little history that you might find out. If you read, listen to YouTube, Big Judah of California tells us different stories, not only from the Bible, but from the Mormon's book and from other books too. And I enjoy listening to him, and I really want to purchase land where he's telling us to purchase. He will tell us where to purchase later. Again, the high places which Hezekiah, his father, had destroyed, and he reared up altars to Baal. He raised up altars to Baal. He was not supposed to do that. You know, you can't watch everything that your children will do. Well, Hezekiah had passed on, and his son raised up an altar to Baal. I believe Hezekiah had told him not to do that, and he has done it anyway, and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshiped the hosts of heaven and served them. He should have known. You should know to serve only one person, that is our Father in heaven, who created heaven and earth as well as you. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observe times used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizard such wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. You know, he dealt with witchcraft, enchantments, and wizards. He did. Our Father doesn't want us to do that, to serve those things. Those are evil things to serve. You're not supposed to serve those. Verse 7, and he set graven images in the grooves, in the groves that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon, his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. So he was doing wrong. This son was doing wrong. Manasseh did wrong. Neither will I make my feet of Israel move nor out of the land which I gave their fathers. And they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, in according to all the laws that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken. My voice is trying to lose. I'm trying to lose my voice, Father. Please don't let this happen. I only have 6 minutes left. I'll read as much as I can in the next 6 minutes that I have left. But they hearkened not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. Now, I'm thinking that in Genesis chapter 15, you read that, and I have asked the Lord to do what he has said that he's going to do. He's going to deliver us from the wickedness that this nation has put upon us. Now, some of them have done good, but most of them have done bad. In verse 11, because Manasseh, king of Judah, had done these abominations and had done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and had made Judah also to sin in with his idols. Therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever hears it, both his ears shall tingle. I have 4 minutes left. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the land of Samaria and the plummet, the house of the of Ahab, and I will swipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it and be turning it upside down. I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them unto the hands of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. You should not have done that, Manasseh, because of you and a few other fathers of old in time have the Lord, and now we, your grandchildren, are suffering here in America. We need to rule ourselves and not others. And I'm waiting for our Father to come and restore us, because they have done that which was evil in the sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Ur. Let's stop at verse 16. We will pick that up next time here at verse 15. Second Kings chapter 21, verse 15. I will pick that up next week. Right now, I am going to say a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to come this day before your sheep for the protection that you give us day and night from the evil one who calls himself Satan or the devil or thank you for keeping us away from him. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, thank you so much for keeping us away from the devil. Remember, sheep, God loves you. Also remember in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, I want you to go to iTunes and Apple Play and purchase this record, High and Lifted Up, produced by my nephew and his college friends. They are graduates of Columbia College out of Chicago, Illinois. They are fine young musicians.
Walk on through. temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.
God loves you, and so do I. But God loves you more.